This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. It is Tuesday here at the program. 6 days to go now until we have actual numbers to work with in Iowa. 6 days to go. Excuse me. Before we have, you know, we can stop talking about the polls. We can start talking about what's actually happened, how voters have actually gone. Now, with that in mind, we've got a few hundred votes in now. I'm not going to tell you what's happening. I'm going to tell you it's a very interesting survey of likely voters at the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. The Steve Gruber Show Facebook page has a survey: who would you vote for as a Republican? Who would you vote for as a Democrat? Please only vote if you're going to vote as a Republican or as a Democrat. Let's see how close we can make this. And when I say how close, I mean how pure can we make this? Because it's interesting. Donald Trump started off with a big bang, and it's a lot tighter than I expected. I can tell you that right now. Anyhow, that's the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Last night, the Democrats got together in Des Moines, Iowa, for an previously unscheduled town hall type meeting deal. And Ivy and I sat and watched some of it, but to be honest with you, I don't think that most Iowans were going to stay up and watch it. Bernie Sanders was first. I thought it'd be like a roundtable discussion thing. It wasn't. It was more of a forum with pre-screened questions. And it was one at a time. So it went, Bernie was one-on-one with the crowd, and then Hillary, and then, of course, Martin O'Malley. So right now, you know I'm gonna go ahead and tip the hat a little bit. Donald Trump is holding a lead in this poll, with Ted Cruz running a very close second and Marco Rubio running in third, with good production of votes for Rubio, but not enough to put him into contention. Ben Carson picking up votes, Rand Paul picking up votes, Mike Huckabee a couple, Carly Fiorina a couple, but Chris Christie picked up one, and John Kasich picked up. The only person that has not picked up a vote, this is kind of interesting, there's 10 people on the Republican side. You got Rubio, Trump, Cruz, Bush, Christie, Carson, Fiorina, Kasich, Rand Paul, and Mike Huckabee. The only person yet to garner a vote, Jeb Bush. I don't think Jeb's going to be joining us after New Hampshire. Let's just be honest. Ben Carson, Rand Paul still, you know, I don't know, mavericks, I suppose. But Donald Trump, I mean, this poll's running pretty true to what I believe is likely to happen. Donald Trump with 40% of the vote, Ted Cruz with 35% of the vote, Marco Rubio in double digits at 16% of the vote. So you get an idea. Anyhow, you can join this and jump on as well. It's the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Make sure you click like, tell your friends, pass it along. The bigger the sampling, the better off we are. Speaking of sampling, Hillary Clinton now dropping below 50% as her lead over Bernie Sanders continues to atrophy. It has narrowed to its slimmest margin yet. And strangely enough, not nearly as many voters on the Democratic side of this poll we have. But Martin O'Malley is winning on the Democratic side. Wouldn't that be something? Hillary Clinton is in third place. goes O'Malley, Sanders, and Clinton. And there's enough votes there that, yeah, it has some value. Not, you know, a fraction of how many people are voting on the Republican side. But, again, you can find that at the Steve Gruber Show on Facebook. But like I said, nationally, Bernie Sanders picking up 37% of the vote right now. You know, last June, Hillary Clinton held a 46-point lead over Bernie Sanders. Since then, Sanders' support has grown slowly and steadily. And that's the kind of support that's solid, you see. That's the kind of support that is steadfast. Clinton's support has continued to ebb and recover and ebb away. You know, and her sagging support due, at least in part, to erosion among black voters. 67% of the black voters support her, but that's down from 78%, and nowhere near the kind of black support that Barack Obama got, of course. This comes against a backdrop of extreme volatility in stock markets, increasing pessimism about the economy. For the first time in 3 years or more, more Americans think the economy is getting worse. Just 1 year ago, 53% thought the economy was getting better. Now it's just 39%, and this affects voting. It's the economy and its security. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Are you safer than you were 4 years ago? Now, Sanders voters, 84% believe Barack Obama is doing a good job. 93% of Clinton voters believe she's doing a good job, and they're still not voting for her. You know, back in 2008, when it started to erode away right under her feet, they said, well, this is Barack Obama character. He's a once in a generation type political figure. Well, maybe they had it all wrong. Maybe it wasn't Barack Obama that was once in a generation. Maybe it is actually Hillary Clinton that's once in a generation. And maybe every time she steps up, people just, you know, they want to like her. The Democrats, they do. They want to like her. They want to vote for her. And somehow, when it gets down to it, they just can't. They just cannot put their faith in her. So they walked out on the town hall. Clinton and Sanders facing voters there. And then she had the big coughing fit yesterday? Did you see that? Hillary Clinton's on the podium, and she gets a cough, and she can't seem to get it arrested for a couple of minutes there. She doesn't look 100%, I'll tell you that. Now, you know, campaign's long and grueling and takes a lot out of somebody. Donald Trump had been questioning for some time whether she has the stamina to be president of the United States, and maybe it's not fair, but I think it's a reasonable question. I wonder if Bernie Sanders would have the stamina. We'll keep talking about it. The phone number here is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. We'll be right back.